What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
You don't fucking jiggle it, man.
Do you wiggle or jiggle?
You don't do either.
What's wrong with you?
Sometimes you just grab it and you just grip it tight and you enjoy it.
Am I the
I
only?
I thought you were gonna start rapping right there.
No,
kids that grab it.
Am I the only one that like
gonna grab it, grip it, rip it tight?
I'm the only one that takes a piss and then you like.
Yes, you're the only one.
You fucking wiggle it more than you probably should, and then you still fucking trip everywhere.
It feels good, yeah.
Dude, I'll fucking slap that shit around until it's bone dry, and then I put it back in my underwear, and I'm like, oh, cool, there was still, like, 4 ounces of piss in there.
Oh, there it is.
No, no. You're not the only one.
You're like, what the fucking shit, dude? Fucking like, bullshit. I literally stood here for 6 minutes. So I was like, I feel like this is excessive. Okay, put it back. Drain.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
I'm like, cool, I'm glad I wear khakis.
Is that an old man thing? Is that us getting old? Is that what we just said?
I mean, I don't remember that when I was younger, but so maybe it is.
Or you just cared less when you were younger.
That's true. I just didn't care. My underwear smelled like piss.
Right. I just pissed myself all the time when I was younger.
That must be Zane's problem. But I mean, girls are the same way.
I think our biggest problem with Riley is he's got like one pair of like compression short style underwear that he wears for football, and he wears the same one every fucking day. I'm like, dude, I know those ain't washed.
Yeah, dude. Holy.
I know you enjoy them and they're nice, like, 2 weeks. Come on.
You got algae in there, bro.
Yeah. That's called athlete's foot in the crotch.
Like, I get the good luck of not washing your jersey or something. Not your underwear, dude. Come on.
Yeah. It touches your nuts. That's a problem. So
good. Fucker's got to start shaving now.
Oh.
He's getting a little fucking chomo mustache.
His nuts or his face, bro?
Dude, I ain't teaching him to shave his nuts.
He's got to groom them balls.
I was trying to get
what are
off
you, 12?
Of my son's nuts.
You better be going to groom that shit.
I was trying to talk to my little boy nuts. I wanted to get onto the mustache. So. But no, Dan took us right back to the nuts again.
No, you did.
No, I said he's got to shave now.
I like to carve the arrow.
The transition
and then I literally said he's got a chomo mustache.
The transition was not there.
Oh, it was there.
It was not there, bro.
The transition was there.
Yeah, carrot top like that.
Fuck you, I will both. Yeah.
Good for him, dude.
I'm jealous.
Good for him.
But yeah, the other day we bought him his first razor and some shaving cream. And why you get him kicking my shit around? And now I got to teach him to shave.
Yeah.
So.
But you don't even know how to shave your mustache.
You fuck you. I do too. I shave that thing every day and it just won't grow back.
Neither one of you know how to shave a mustache.
I shave my mustache today.
Obviously, you don't know how because you still have one.
It was 2 days.
I don't have one, therefore I know how to shave it because it's not there.
I will correct my actions right here. You're correct. I don't know how to shave it. Because I trim it.
Exactly.
Because I have one.
I shave my shit because I
you
get
Jewish
the
looking
fucking reverse.
I'm sorry, Amish, not Jewish.
How does your
not anti-Semitic.
Not get
we're chapped
canceled. As a motherfucker, dude? I cannot handle.
What?
I cannot handle the fucking hair on the lips, bro.
Well, you gotta trim
constantly.
You gotta trim it angle up so that you don't ever feel it. That was the key. You trim it angled up. You
every,
never feel it.
Every fucking 5 hours or what?
Every day.
Yeah.
Every other day. Yeah.
Because my fucking mustache, it's just like it will grow out quick. And I'm like, it bothers me.
Prove it.
Mm.
I've never seen it.
Nope.
Dude, literally, last time he was talking shit about my mustache, true. Chase looked over and he's like, you guys can't even. He's like, oh, actually, you can. Because I was like 3 days in and it was like, I actually have a pretty solid mustache.
I mean, I can see it there. It's happening already because.
Like 6 hours after I shaved it.
You save a lot of money on shaving cream, don't you? Can't let that soup strainer start up.
No.
You did.
No.
Why do I feel like the odd man out over here with the mustache?
I don't know, dude.
I feel like I'm getting 86 right now. Like,
why do you?
The eyes.
Ain't nobody make you feel like nothing.
If you could hear their eyes.
Yeah, that just happened.
That pretty much just tells me what I need to know, boys.
That just fucking happened.
So drink your three carbs and shut the fuck up.
I'm
going to
broadcast from my trailer. Fuck these guys.
Drink your three carbs and shut the fuck up.
You know, if you would have got a space near us and instead of like four spaces calories. Away.
Yeah.
You probably could have, but you decided to like wait 3 months to get a spot.
Yeah,
and you're not even
no,
near
dude,
us.
It was 3 days later. I fucked up. I'm sorry. I was drunk and I fucking fell asleep.
You did fuck up.
It was 3 days later.
Yes.
You guys started booking it, and then I got in 3 days later, and I was like, oh, fuck. Then, yeah, that's what happened. And now here I am.
Dude,
I'm out
like,
here in fucking bumfuck Egypt with a bunch of people camping in my trailer.
10 years ago, you could drive down here on a Saturday and fucking get pretty much any damn spot.
You can get any damn spot you want. Just everybody wants to be with us.
Like, that's true. There's a lot
around.
Open.
Everything's yeah. fucking open. Everybody was just right here. Like,
they're
that's
like,
what I thought was weird.
That one's full. That one's full. I'm going to take that one.
I'm like, yeah, let's just sit and hang with these guys. That looks really claustrophobically fucked. Cool.
I know when Lex and I we look for a spot, we go for, like, weird. All right, there's nobody in these four. We're going to take one of these. Not, oh, these are all taken. Let's take the one in the middle of them.
Dude, his spot is the worst, though. Probably
it
in
is.
The whole fucking park. It's like, I'd never seen.
Because his neighbors are right on top of him.
Like, your door opens and it, like, hits the trailer. It's their trailer, dude.
Dude, and then, like, yeah. So you step out my trailer and it's, like, their picnic table. And they didn't want to move it, obviously. So they're just chilling there. So they're like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like, I walked into their campsite by stepping out of my trailer. So I'm like, cool. I'm going to go around and turn the water pressure down so it's a little hard. So I walk around. I'm like, oh, shit. Hi, guys. How are
your,
you?
Your chair was sitting out in front of the fire pit, and it was like...
In their campsite.
In their campsite.
I noticed that this morning. I was like, oh, fuck. I was chilling on their property. But I have no property.
Yeah, you
like,
got nothing over
the
there.
The back is like... They're bellied up to it. Like, I feel like the Yellowstone, bro. Everything around it's taken, and they just want my shit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's prime real estate to them. And to me, I'm just like, what?
Chase is like, I just want a fire.
And then you come over to Donnie's site.
And I got everything.
And you got 6 acres behind you.
Yeah, we don't fucking play over
I'm
here,
like,
dude. You just can't have your
lights
on over
here. Wait a second.
Here.
Yeah, it's just, it's quiet time is like.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Low lumens time is 10 o'clock.
Like, right before we came in, I looked over. Yeah. My light's on. Her tent is pitch fucking black. You cannot see the light. It's not glowing in their tent.
Nope.
But she's blinded by the light.
Blinded.
And then I start thinking, this is
on a runner in the night.
This is with the awning in.
Oh. What's sorry to but sorry. Is it wrapped? What does fucking wrapped up like a deuce mean?
That's not what I said.
Wrapped
it's
up like
revved
a douche.
Revved up like a deuce.
Oh, sorry.
Revved up like a douche.
No. Okay, so what does revved up like a deuce mean?
A deuce.
Back like the hot rods.
A hot
little
rod,
deuce coupe. They're revving it.
What's a deuce coupe?
Oh my goodness.
Little deuce coupe.
This fucking
you know
child.
I love you.
Old school racing car, you know.
It's not, yeah, it's just like an old school fucking hatchback deuce coupe.
Like a CRX SI?
No.
Yeah, yeah, exactly like that, but 40 years earlier, yes.
No, not like that at all.
Yeah, it kind of was. No, it wasn't.
Oh, that's a deuce?
Yeah. Like okay. Old school deuce. Coupe.
Like poop.
Coupe de ville.
Poop.
Coupe.
Revved up like a poop.
Oh. I know. I used to sing it like revved up like a douche.
Yeah,
in the middle
it was
of the night,
douche to me.
Like, because like douche. I mean, you look at Chase for in the sure. middle of the night,
and
he's out there moshing. That's a douche.
I thought it was wrapped up like a douche.
Wrapped up like a douche.
So I was,
in the middle of the
I
night,
I was trying to wrap up a douche. Like, let's go.
Why is she cleaning that shit in the middle of the night?
Why is that weird? Like, everybody else was rocking out with
it's,
me.
It's a little weird because why is she cleaning it in the middle of the night?
She's got to wrap it up,
good
dude.
Point.
And then she's wrapping up after she's done cleaning it. She's gonna wrap that the douche up and throw it away.
Yeah, she probably got an
she's
infection.
She's tidy,
or something.
Bro.
She got something.
She's no, she's preventing the infection. She's wrapping it up. Yeah.
If she's cleaning it at like 2 in the morning,
she's
there's
like,
something
is,
wrong.
This is uncomfortable. I need to clean this again.
I mean, douche away. Let's be honest.
What about there's a carry a laser?
What?
Carry a laser down the road that I must travel.
It's carry a lies.
I know, bro. It's Kyrie Lazen.
Kyrie Laser. I love
dude,
it.
It sounds like Kyrie Laser, though.
The best one I ever heard.
If it
heard,
was a laser show, that'd be cool.
Was, and it makes more sense, though. Down, you got to carry a laser down the road that you travel.
Keep all them fucking cats out of your way. Just meow. Shine that laser so they chase it and leave you alone. The best one I ever heard was this girl. I used to work with a Micron. That song by Elton John, Layla.
Layla.
She, for the longest time, until she was adult, thought I said
got
gay love.
Got me on my knees. Oh my
but
God.
It fits. You got gay me on love. My knees, gay Dumb. Love.
Gay love, dude.
Begging, darling, please,
Baby
gay
darling,
love.
Please, gay love.
Yeah, but that yeah. was that was probably the best one I heard with her. Where the lyrics were wrong, but it fit.
Wrong, but too right.
I always sing that one song to Tana, and she does not appreciate it, but the whole, like, it's a... push it in your big brown eye.
Yeah, dude. I don't know these lyrics.
It's the and
sounds
and
fun.
It says right. It says if you scream, I'm gonna push it harder, dude. It literally, it's about butt sex.
These are the real lyrics. You're not making.
You know this fucking song.
No, I don't know this song.
I mean, it sounds like anal sex for sure.
I mean, if it's on South Park, maybe I've heard it.
Pounding your big brown eye. Oh my.
It's gonna hurt.
It smells like chocolate pie. Hold on.
We're still one. Holding. Shh.
Looking in your big brown eye.
He says eyes.
No.
No.
It's listen, singular.
Listen.
No.
Sweat. You sweat till you can't sweat no more. And when you cry out, I'm gonna push it some more. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah. First off, I clearly heard him say eyes. Looking in your big brown eyes.
I will be the descendant because I did not hear eyes. I heard I.
You heard wrong.
It was very distinct.
I heard
push
plural.
It some more
and then he's gonna push it some
out,
more
dude.
When she cries out.
Well, who's the singer?
Hold on.
I mean, I would scream that.
It's something circle. Hold on. Inner circle.
Inner circle jerk.
It's called sweat.
It's called ass sweat.
It's gonna make. He's like, I'm gonna make you sweat. Make you sweat.
I'm gonna
so
make
you
your
can't
ass
sweat no more.
Sweat. Wet. Run it like a turbo vet.
All right, let's see. I'm looking in your big brown eyes. I'm looking in your big brown eyes. Oh, yeah. I've got this to say to you. Hey, girl, I want to make you sweat. Sweat till you can't sweat no more. And if you cry out, I'm going to push it some more.
Ooh,
yeah,
shit.
Dude.
Son, that's sultry.
But he still says literally twice, it's plural, eyes. He's not looking at her butthole.
Man, you're looking
he
at...
He may want to fuck her in the butthole, but he's
AI
looking at her eyes.
Lyric list, bro. That's bullshit. They just assume.
I'm looking at the words of the song.
Is it's about
assume.
Why is she sweating if he's looking in her eyes, dude?
Because they're like in Cuba. It's just hot there. It's just hot in Cuba.
They're like missionary in Cuba, dude. Just,
fuck, it's hot here. It's we were sweating today.
I can ask and then still look at you in your eyes.
I mean, I was sweating really crazy out there today. Does that mean when you were fucking me in the ass?
He might have been.
Yeah, I was thinking about it.
Oh.
He might have been.
I mean, not to be weird.
What's the thought that counts? So. Yeah.
I like them thick. I like them juicy. Oh,
my God, dude.
Nah, the back sweat got me.
It's very moist.
Dude, it's 102 degree golf. Like, let's be honest. The wind was blowing, though. It was nice.
It wasn't bad, dude. I felt
it was
yeah, no, way
I,
more comfortable
It was
than
hot
disc
as
golf.
Fuck when we were looking up on that hill in the rattlesnake pit.
The disc golf was way worse.
Oh, yeah.
That was
100% worse.
Miserable.
Way worse, bro.
Literally miserable.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Yeah, I had a blast. I mean, until I died. You guys had to carry
me
back.
I mean, we kind of drug you back. We didn't
I don't remember that.
You.
Grab me by the big toe and just
I don't remember that.
Yeah. Grab you by the penis and drag you.
I was probably drunk.
I didn't touch it.
I don't remember a time this weekend you weren't drunk.
Yeah, agreed.
Have you not been?
I slept for like 6 hours.
So the question
days,
is
so.
Like, oh, you've been drunk? No. Have you been sober? No.
What's sober?
No.
What's sober like?
That mimosa hit the point this morning.
That was good.
And then that shot on three with your dad?
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome.
Dude, it's crazy
and
how
been sailing all day. Now
loved Pops was here.
Yeah.
It's everybody was right. Like, wow. Like,
fucking crazy.
Even eyebrows want to see him.
Also, I was very happy with the reaction we got out of having Pops and the outfits we were wearing.
Dude.
I was not expecting that.
It was a good outfit choice this year.
Yeah, dude.
I am looking for the little boy baseball outfits next year.
I like the grid one that we looked at.
The
it's my motherfucking
cross
choice.
Stitch
it looks
fucking
like a quilt.
Yeah.
It looks like a fucking quilt.
What was it? Not cross stitch.
Dude, if we can do like the cross stitch quilted baseball shirt, it's out
like
there.
Like knitted.
Yeah.
We're going to have to start
they have that
right
shit.
Now.
I've seen them.
Dude.
Just find somebody to do it for us.
We're going
to
figure it out. No, we got Timu it.
I think onesies next year, maybe.
Ooh. I was when he said kilt, I was down for the kilt. We haven't done the kilt.
Kilts
yet.
Are fun.
Or jump. Oh,
I would totally like do a kilts. Fucking kilt.
I like the kilts.
I too. Feel like everybody's used to our short.
I'm not wearing undies.
Like this style. Yeah. I feel like we need a three-piece suited or something.
Jesus Christ, you're trying to kill us?
No, it's going to be too hot, bro.
Temu, bro. It just looks like a three-piece suit. It's just a shirt.
It's like it's made out of fucking...
It's just a shirt. It just looks like a three-piece suit.
I'm going to fucking die if I'm out there in like a fucking...
It's made out of tissue paper. It's off of Temu.
Yeah, you're good.
Until I fall... Like today when I leaned in to get my ball out of the water, I fall in and it just like melts away.
Hurry. Get order now.
It's only 31.
31 left.
Left in stock.
It's a hot item.
But you have to be 5 foot nothing and weigh 250.
Listen here. 3X fits me okay.
I could, well, I mean, I could have buttoned
what
it.
What I need is a 2X. I need a 2XT. Tall.
Oh.
That's not a thing.
That means.
Yes, it is.
Not in Asia.
That was a 4.
Yeah, there's nobody tall in Asia.
Whatever Asian country Temu is from, they don't have tall.
They have Yao. Oh, you need tall?
Can I get 2X Yao?
Yao size. Dan doesn't know what the fuck I'm talking
No.
Yao? You don't know Yao? Yao Ming?
No.
Yao Ming? 7'6"?
Oh, yeah. But he has his shit custom made.
Probably coming absolutely. From the United States and sending it to whatever Asian country he's at.
I 7'6".
Big and tall.
Big and tall.
Big and tall store.
It's more like long and tall. Can you put the carrot top picture down real quick? It's kind of fucking with me.
He
right
fucking opened up his camper door.
He wants to give you a little love.
Was my penis
oh, yeah,
in my
dude.
Hand?
We're like, no, but your titties were out, dude. You were just sitting there with your fucking
head. He looked so wrecked.
I was so wrecked. It was good, though. And then I woke up, I was like, oh.
And
you fucking assholes woke me up 4 minutes before my alarm went off.
And the door was open. All the campers next door fucking saw you too.
Yeah, they liked it.
The family was like, what is happening over there? Oh my God.
Oh my God. Did they,
that man is sleeping he's got, in there.
He's got moves. He's got moves. Like I said, dude, I'm shrinking, but I still have boobs. Lose 40 pounds, still have boobs. They're nice, though.
Yeah, they're nice, dude.
If you touch them.
I like them, bro.
Just not when they're flaccid.
Yeah.
They got to be erect.
They tins, but I keep them clean, though.
See, yours are nice, bro, and they're all tatted looking nice. Mine just looks like a...
My chest will always...
Really awkwardly white.
My chest will always be legit, but it just...
Pasty great.
It like
I don't think I could do it.
It goes no, in dude. The love handles.
Three-piece suit shirt. It's all in one. It's just like a shirt. It just looks like a three-piece. Yeah, yeah. But with tuxedo tee pants.
I typed in three-piece suit shirt, and it brings this shit up.
The hat. I can't do the hat.
Yeah, that's awful.
Look like a penis. Totally. Like a walking penis.
God damn it, Chasefer.
Damn, dude.
I'm not doing that.
God damn it, Chadwick.
But I will wear the kilt.
Kilt, I will do a kilt. Kilt sounds awesome.
I could do kilt.
I think the onesie would be fucking funny.
Onesie would be very hot.
That's what I was going to say. I think a onesie would be hot.
This trip is in the first week of August, so yeah.
You just have to have buttons, dude, where you can like...
Hey, the smoke was nice today. Unbutton. I felt like this was the freshest air I've had in like 3 months.
Yeah.
The first what?
Freshest air.
Oh. I thought you said the first something, and I'm like,
yeah, I don't know what fresh air is like anymore because I live in Idaho, so...
It's a good point.
It's like, oh, it's either really fucking smoky or just sort of fucking smoky.
When's it been cold?
Hasn't been cold.
The other half of the year when it's not smoky is cold.
I was
cold.
Like, wait a second, dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out this cold you speak of.
It's the other half of the year.
He's slashing back to like...
1902?
No.
I'm talking about in
there general. There was like 3 weeks in January where it's kind of cold.
Was there?
Kind of.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I went side-by-side riding in January.
Yeah, I know. It was bad.
The sun disappears for like 4 months in Idaho in the winter, and it's miserable.
But it also disappears.
I get sad.
It disappears right now because of all the smoke.
Right? It's
the same fucking. It's like inverted. Inverted.
At least it's
fog
least
or
it's
inverted
warm.
Smoke.
At least it's warm outside.
Warm my ass. It's fucking the devil's anus.
There's
dude.
Still UV rays out, which is what I need to survive.
I'm the opposite.
At noon, it's like, oh shit, the sun's hot as fuck, and it's smoky as shit, and it's just misery.
It's still like, it's like it's like overcast from smoke, but you're still like the UV rating is still like
it's
11.
Like, it's still 11. It's still like a searing burn. You walk out, your nose is like, yeah, sizzle.
I feel like I did get a little bit of sun on my face though today. You did a little bit.
Well, yeah, I had sunscreen on, so I don't feel good.
I didn't put any on. Like, it's no, I'm good. Just on my tattoo, but Donnie didn't.
No.
I mean, we look good.
But you're Asian.
I am Asian.
Yeah.
So.
Something about the soybean oil in your skin, yeah. Right?
Okay. The rice blocks it.
Ah.
The rice.
Got it.
I've got both rice bags in my belly, so.
I always liked rice. See, that's, great.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you seriously turn Carrot Top down? I'm fucking tired. I feel like I'm talking to him more than anybody.
No, dude, he bought that frame for you.
No, it was for Dan.
I mean, I do like Carrot Top. I just am tired of him staring at me.
That was shit for this Dan. Like he talked so much shit about Carrot Top, I had to have it looking at him.
It was looking at me, though.
Well,
he bought a frame.
And I watched it all night last night, and I'm like, no, no
you
more.
Fucking cunt. He
frames that shit.
I do, because Carrot Top is awesome. But was that fucking... That was real. That wasn't even out your mouth. That sounded like a fucking mouth fart, dude. That was out your butthole. He shoved the mic straight down in there. What the fuck?
All right, that's the red one. I got to remember that.
Right.
I got to remember
it's the fucking Lysol, the red mic.
Wasn't that close.
It's close enough, dude. Yeah. If I heard it that clear.
Can you put that in the microwave for like 10 seconds? Just enough to sanitize it.
You want to boil a pot of water real quick? It needs 30 seconds.
Boil a pot of water.
He's just dipping it in the boiling water. I really thought he went.
But no. Yeah, no, that was his butthole.
In all honesty, it was at the edge of the chair. I just gave it the lean.
That was your ball. It was a ball.
You had a good 1.5 inches.
Why are you crying? Are you okay? Are you crying?
No, I can smell what he just did.
Don't be sad, dude.
The bro, smell of it
I
is.
I farted so many times today. It doesn't smell anymore,
don't
bro.
Be sad, dude. Wow.
Edit.
This, wow. Yeah, this probably does not translate in the recording. Just saying. What about the fucking. Okay, so this is the first year we've been out and they have a marshal.
Yeah, that is weird.
Right?
It wasn't a marshal, he was an escort.
Sorry, whatever.
He was called Marshall.
He's called a marshal.
Paid
the golf course marshal that has to escort us to the fucking.
First hole, like we don't know where the fuck it's at.
Yeah. But I love that we like get in the golf carts and we're in the golf carts for like 20 seconds and we're hauling down the dirt road and he
through
stops.
Through the vineyards.
And he stops.
And he just munches like.
And gets out and walks over and is like, you guys know you're going to have to cross the street later.
You know, right? Yeah, people get lost here all the time.
And I was like, we're like, yeah.
We're like, that's on like hole five, bro.
Gets back in the cart and I like look over at Chase and I was like, I feel like that conversation could have waited.
Literally brake checked us in the middle of driving to the first tee to tell us, oh, you do know that you have to cross the street eventually.
It
made no
sense. It was like
yeah. Not right here, right?
I think he was very bored too.
To the first tee box?
Because then he met us over at hole four also.
Yeah, he was just hanging out. He's just like, oh, what are you guys flinging
at? You guys know you had to cross the street to get here, right?
Yeah. Did you cross the street?
He didn't tell us we had to cross the street back, though, dude.
Like, did you cross the street to get over here?
He did not inform us there was going
to
be some back
crosser.
Pretty
sure we had to.
Getting back to six, there was, or seven, nine, whatever.
That was so fucking funny. I was like, what is happening,
I was like, did he really just stop in the middle of the fucking street to tell us?
Yeah, but he also had us stop.
He did brake check, though, too.
He had us stop like 10 yards.
Oh, shit, he's stopping. Dude, we fucked up.
He's like, I got to tell him this right now before I forget.
He's like, oh, shit, I forgot to tell him. Stop.
He's like,
you know on hole five you have to cross the street?
Well, he also led us over to the droopy fucking fan, had us wait there
stage here.
So that he can guide us 10 more yards to the hole we could see from the fucking fan.
Go ahead
fan.
And chip and putt right here. I'm like,
after asking us three times, you guys been here before? Yeah, every year.
Yeah,
we know this
no
course,
shit.
Bro.
Well, and that's what, like, when we got there, I was like, are we starting on hole one? Because, like,
Well, that's what I was like. Oh, maybe not. Maybe he's going to take us to like hole 9.
Is there a detour?
Or
like hole 1's closed for reconstruction or something?
No, like
well, sometimes they have you start yeah. later holes.
Well,
and
they
then
should
come
have
back
fucking had
that.
A detour on a few of those fucking holes because those carts could not rock climb that shit.
Is it 5 that's over by the
what the park?
What
the RV park is that 5 or 4?
Yeah.
5?
The penis 4. The one with the no. schlong hole. Because going up to the schlong hole. That was like the worst, dude.
Oh yeah.
That was like
so it
fucking
goes
some
one,
straight up off
two, and then 3 goes.
That was
along
like
the
Moab
dick.
Fucking 4x4.
The penis hole is 3. Then
the penis hole is 3. 4 is the first one across the way.
Yeah,
that road was
going
Moab.
Up to 3 was Moab, bro. Moab. I'm just sitting here like, holy shit,
oh,
dude.
Yeah, I didn't take that.
I can't switch into.
Yeah, I parked in the shade drive. And then I came off the shade around the cones and back onto there. I didn't.
No,
I
we
didn't
turned
take
the fucking
that.
The rear locker in for that.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
you know,
we
kind of
went. I was going to split it, and then I quickly realized it was a no-go, and I was like, oh, fuck, dude, Dana's going to die, and I don't want to be responsible. Let's veer off. So I veered off, and then I was like, holy fuck, we're going to die.
I thought we were going to roll.
Yeah, it was scary. And then
I like
and then I realized
Chase
everybody drove through
at
the
least
grass.
6 different times today. Just drove off. I was like, where's Dan? He goes,
walking,
oh,
dude,
shit, I forgot.
I was chilling.
You're a dick because I asked him each time. He's like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, like, you know, I had to get my steps in.
I'm not a dick because I said you forgot your partner.
I had to get my steps in.
I mean, twice I did, actually.
I also had no idea where my ball was in most of those occurrences.
I've never
surprisingly
hit, I've
Chase
never hit
too.
The ball so good. Mm-hmm.
Chase lost his ball almost every
right
fucking
down the
hole.
Fucking middle. Oh, it's up there in front of the green. Gone.
I lost.
Gone.
My
what?
Brother. I texted my brother and texted my picture of us, and he was like, how
my
many
best
ball,
shots
how many
I lost
balls
the ball.
Did you lose? He's like, I love that course. How many balls did you lose? And I was like, 4, but I found 3.
That's a -1 ratio, which is really fucking good.
It is good, dude. None of which were my actual balls.
Last time we did Blue Lakes Country Club, I lost 2, but we found 25.
Damn.
Josh was just finding them. Like, we had a bag full by the end of it.
They're usually really efficient on cleaning them up.
Dude. Right?
Or somebody else finding them. But
yeah, it was just like...
Because every time I'm like, hell yeah, there's a ball. I'm like, oh, nope, that's been chopped by a lawnmower.
Bro, we need to play Terrace Lakes. You ever play Terrace Lakes?
No.
It's a great course. Except for the fact that it's, like, carved out of the wilderness.
Yeah.
So it's like... Fairway, 6 inches of rough, fucking forest.
Forest. I'm okay with that.
So you slice it and you're like, oh, cool.
I mean, I'll fling the shit
out of
that.
It's in the forest.
Yeah.
It's really good.
That would be a fucking fun course, though.
But then you wander up into the forest and like everybody's balls up there because everybody's rich and they don't give a fuck about their $3 golf balls. So you walk up there and you're like, oh, look at all these brand new golf balls.
Yeah.
I was so happy that I bought a box for this weekend and I'm going home with that same box. I didn't lose a single ball.
Yeah, those are nice balls, too.
They're very bright.
They are bright. That's why I wanted them.
They're energetically bright.
It worked out
good. That's why I wanted them. I come here with white balls and Dan starts throwing fucking marshmallows out and I can't find my ball.
I'm telling you, white balls are bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Green, too. Like, I've seen some neon green. I'm like, nah, that's still hard to find in the grass.
Even yellow sucks because it's like, you know.
Yeah, especially
like
if you get the dead grass
that
or something.
Blood fucking neon red. Yeah. That is good.
Yeah.
Your money ball's gone.
Yeah, I had that for like 12 years. And
Dan's
I just,
a fucking
I,
that
Dan's
right in
a
the water.
Fucking dick. I flung it right in the water like, you're an idiot. As soon as I let it go, I was like,
directly
that was
in the
stupid.
Water.
It looked good. I thought I had a chance. Like, oh, no, it's going to go. No.
I warned you, dude.
Fucking Nostradamus over here told you.
I warned you, dude. I was like, that's going in the water. You're like, nah. And then you flung it, and I was like, I thought it might actually. And I was like, no, it's in the water.
I thought
like,
I was strong
splash.
Enough to throw it over. And I was strong enough to throw it right into the middle.
I'm telling you, I love the fling golf, and I'm going to get a different club a little bit longer.
I want one. I really do want one.
It is pretty cool.
But like I was telling him, I want to go out and just fling or just golf. I don't want to be torn between it.
See, I think the only time I used a different club was putting because I didn't, I don't know. Like, I should have given that a shot putting. I never even tried it. I just always pulled out my putter.
You didn't even try it?
I didn't try it for putting. Everything else but putting, I just grabbed my putter.
I'm going to get
one
and just show up to
butt.
A golf
That's
tournament.
Weird. I like butt
What's
putting.
That?
I'm just going to get one and show up to a golf tournament, my next golf tournament with it. And act
According
like
to everywhere
act
I
like
read,
it's
legal. It is
like,
fine.
Is it?
I don't feel like people would think it was fine.
I don't think they would either.
Everything I read.
What are you doing, bro?
Wait, you've read actual stuff like this?
Yeah.
It's legit?
That's how I found out it was even on ESPN, and there's a tournament, and people have won. Yeah, they just...
But are they in a golf tournament, or are they in a fling golf tournament?
For that one, it was fling golf, but like,
I want to know
they
if I
play
can go
with
out
normal
there.
Golfers too.
and like win some skins off some bitches.
Now, I'm just going to tell people.
I mean, you'd have to clarify, I guess, in a tournament, but yeah, I mean.
Honestly, Donnie said it's cool.
It says it's welcome at every golf course. You golf right with normal golfers.
100%. Like that was more efficient than.
Yeah.
Most people are hacking and smacking.
Yeah.
Your ass was bored. Well, we were looking for our balls.
Yeah.
The whole fucking day, dude. Because your shit was just right down the middle.
But yeah, I'm definitely more accurate with it, but.
It seems funny.
At least with this, and it's more of a workout. Holy
fuck. You don't
get
the distance, though.
Don't get the distance, but I might with a little bit longer of a club.
Yeah. It's going to be like, oh, God.
But yeah, I was definitely like, whew, all right, that's a workout.
Yeah, 70 flings is a lot more than 70 strokes, dude.
Yeah.
I can feel that because the first couple, I was like, holy fuck, because you kind of try to fling the fuck out of it.
You fully extend, dude, like, and you get a running start.
Those muscles in your back that you don't use very often,
well,
you feel them.
Yeah, and with the jog, the hop, the run, whatever you try to do for the,
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I
enjoyed it. I thought it was
awesome. Sold. I really want one.
I'm going to have to tell Fred that I jumped the gun and I tried it before because him and I had a plan to go try it together and. I couldn't wait.
Sorry,
Fred. You're going to have to try the underhand, like the regular golf swing with it, though. I'd be curious to see how that works.
Just like, tee off, that's not, there's just like no chance.
Underhand fling.
I don't know. I bet you could probably.
You're
going to
fucking
distance.
Fling it up around behind you. Like,
no, you just got to get, like, the release, like, because you have to, like, get the stroke and then you kind of slow it down right when you want it to release.
I think
you could get more distance that way.
I don't think it's going to come out right. You got the sidearm, you got the overhand. I've not seen anywhere where anybody's doing the.
It's like a chuck it.
Golf swing weird.
It is like a chuck it.
Like where you just fucking, it kind of comes out at that point.
Yeah.
And you can kind of tailor it, you know what I mean? Once you figure it out, it's pretty smooth.
Yeah.
I do think though my favorite hit by, I think it was you, went straight in the fucking air. And I'm like, I got it. And it went straight up and fell down like 10 feet in front of you. Didn't you know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah, dude. That was on the dick. That
I
was
did
on
not
the
know
hole.
That you didn't like. Because you're like, where is it? I was like, right there.
That was on the dick hole.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. You had that beautiful drive. Then we get to the top and you hit it again and just went straight in the air and came down like 10 feet away.
I was crushing the drives today, though.
Yeah.
Crushing the drives.
Yeah. I was impressed with his.
Chase was crushing the out of bounds.
And I have no. Yes. I have no fucking.
I was crushing the
rhyme
ball.
Or reason to right my. It's just, I just try to hit the ball. That's it.
Well,
I get that you have
weird stance.
Thank you. I was just about to say that too. His stance is so weird.
It works. I'm like, I'm sitting there like, oh, like I know what I'm doing. And
Dan's over here looking like a fucking crab.
In my defense,
but it does. Like it works.
I crush the ball. I just crush it straight out of bounds. I'm like, if it would have went straight, I'd be like a professional golfer.
But I feel like if I had better form, I could like maybe have more control over it. Because I just try to.
I think if you stood like normal golfer stand, you wouldn't know what to do.
Probably not.
Yeah, because your ass doesn't look good.
Is that what it is?
And when you
showing off your buns
when you're golfing, bro, in those shorts, you know, those
I'm
are
trying,
shorts,
I'm trying to twerk. I'm trying to twerk it.
You don't need to twerk it. You just need to work it.
Put my thing down for the number first.
Can you hit that out?
Pick a band yet?
Nope. Nope. That's just staying.
Damn it. All right.
I do have to say this is probably one of the best. What am I trying to get at? Things my dad created.
Yeah.
Man trip.
Yeah, but what's it called? Something
tradition.
You do. I guess tradition, yeah.
Event.
Yeah. Fuck you. Tradition works. Event? What the fuck?
Holiday?
God hey, fuck damn. You for my advice.
God damn it,
or
Chase.
Input.
Fucking Chadwick.
Chadwick.
I do have to say that. Chadwick got his ass kicked by Thaddeus and Manuel.
Yeah, dude.
Manuel.
Manuel, dude.
It's Manuel.
It's
Chadwick sucked.
It's
today.
French.
Chadwick, Manuel, and the Don. What the fuck were you?
I was Thaddeus.
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 I should have left the fucking scorecard on the bar when we left.
Yeah, dude. Somebody's like, who the fuck are these guys?
Chadwick, Thaddeus, and
somebody's like, I heard some Australian guys the other day
actually,
in the bar. It's probably them.
Yeah, they'd be like, it's probably those fucking dipshits in those colorful clothing.
They looked like a Thaddeus.
Right? They were carrying around some dude.
City boys.
Oh, no, that's awesome. It was a good time.
City boys, man.
I'm glad we got the reception we did with Pops, because...
Yeah.
what the fuck, dude?
I like how three vocalize it. I like how three dudes can show up in a town of 1,500 and they completely disrupt it.
Everybody yes. knows we're here.
Everybody's gonna know where we're gone.
We're here. We'd like to disrupt their way of life.
Those dudes are here.
Their way of life. They're like, what the fuck are these guys?
I can't smoke my tweak right now. I got a fucking bartender for a minute here.
I kind of liked that bar.
That was good.
I mean, it was just us and the fucking meth head owners.
They were chill.
And the dog was
dope. And the dog.
That was not the owners. This is the meth head bartender and his girlfriend.
Okay, if you owned a bar, would you let them work in it?
No.
Exactly. They were the owners. It's the only way they're working there.
Maybe, I don't know.
He also claimed he wasn't getting paid, so.
Yeah. Did you go
babysitting
the bar? Was like somebody's garage that they just put a sign that said bar on it.
Yeah, for real. Not.
Well, you know, sometimes in a small town, you just got to fucking trust your instincts.
There was like four dining chairs and a couple of fans.
I opened the door and walked in. There was more fans. Holy shit, there's people here.
There was more fans
people
than
are
chairs.
Actually here?
More fans than chairs in that bar.
It needed more fans than chairs. And two of them weren't even plugged in. I was about to go plug them in.
I've never been in a fucking bar with so many fans. And the one was like a table.
Not only fans, people.
Oh, yeah, it was like a clip on, the little white clip fan.
Yeah, on the table. They're all pointed right at them on their table. It's like, I'm going to stand in front of this. I'm gonna oscillate this fan, bitch.
Did you guys go you had to go through three doors to take a piss?
Yeah.
I did not
to
piss
the bathroom.
There.
That's when I realized I wasn't in a garage because I opened the door and I was like, holy shit, this is an actual business.
There's another
business.
Door.
I feel safe
and
now.
And then another door.
So if you go to breakfast at that restaurant up front, that's the same bathroom.
Yeah, that bitch was up there smoking too. It was closed. She's like just chilling.
What? Oh, the restaurant that we walked by.
Yeah.
Yep. Which looks like looks like that garage bar.
It was the bar in the back
but
of
more
the restaurant.
Falling
so it was
apart.
Like the restaurant's bar in the back. It was just, that's where all the meth.
Like, you go in there, like, okay, this is dirty. I'm not eating here. But they actually have good food. As
like
opposed
the
to the rail house, which had shit food.
That was terrible, dude.
Yeah, how do you fuck up biscuits and gravy? Like?
I don't
or two eggs
know.
And bacon. Like, literally, she's like, how do you want your eggs? I said, over medium. They came out fucking fried completely. There was no yolk. My toast was stale, and my bacon looked like he just took it out, dipped it in grease, and threw it on the plate.
Dude,
it was not cooked.
The bacon was fucking sloppy.
I don't like my bacon like hard and crispy, but I also want it cooked a little bit.
Yeah, you don't want chewy like.
Well, no, it's
like
got to be rendered a little, you know. Like,
yeah, dude.
This shit was still white.
All
there was
of
no
it.
Pink. It
like
was just
whole,
fucking.
The whole piece of bacon was white and clear.
Yeah.
White and clear.
He literally just took it off, dipped it in the oil, and said, "You're done. There you go.
It's that bar.
And
that
you're
shit.
Done."
Yeah, toast was bad, eggs were overcooked, and bacon was undercooked.
$13.50.
I think so. It was, yeah.
I gotta take a pee-pee.
Just so not worth it. And the worst part was, Spicy Quesadilla told us not to go there.
Yeah. And you did it anyway.
Well, I mean, somebody was hungover and needed greasy food.
So bad, dude.
I mean, I don't blame you, dude. Like, biscuits and gravy, some bacon, some eggs. Like, that
his
sounds bomb,
biscuits
but.
Were weird color, too. There wasn't, like, a normal-looking biscuit.
It's because they were from last week.
Well, it was either that or there was some kind of, like, weird-ass gluten-free fake wheat.
No, that shit costs more.
Shit. Yeah, that's true. They were last week's.
Dude.
Why do you gotta be so abusive? You
Seriously.
Broke the bench. Now you're trying to elbow through the back wall?
Your cushion is fucking
violence,
keeps, like, falling on me. I don't like that, dude.
Dude.
Got some pent-up aggression.
Dan's got some fucking
I don't
want to
be touched right now.
You need a release.
Yeah, you need
to,
like...
I don't want to be touched right now.
Can somebody give this guy a boxing punching bag?
A boxing punching bag?
Don't even start with me.
It's
right
a
now.
Very specific type.
It's very specific.
It's a kickboxing bag.
Ow!
He's not there to help.
Fucking Chadwick. Damn. Oh, that's his Oreo.
Oh.
Modelo Oreo.
Oh.
Oreo.
Oro.
The white
Oro.
Stuff.
O'Reilly's.
So now he stuck the microphone up his ass and the headphones.
That was unpleasant.
Yeah. That
who,
was interesting.
Who started feeding me alcoholic beverages at 9:30 this morning?
Dude, I drank.
Dusty.
I drank way too much this weekend.
Fucking bitch.
Although she tried to take it away from you because you didn't want the treetop orange juice.
Do I look like I'm fucking 9?
Yes.
Okay. That's all you had to say.
I do have to say that was a pretty good mimosa.
I'm surprised she didn't fucking.
And that
have
was a big ass fucking
big one,
styrofoam
dude.
Cup.
Well, I'm surprised she had to peel back the fucking aluminum foil top to pour it in.
I was like, can we get that? A mimosa? And she's like, she she's like, here's a 35-ounce mimosa. I was like, what
check
the
this motherfucker
out. And she used one fucking, like, not even 12-ounce bottle of orange juice between the three of them.
Oh, yeah. It was a boozy bitch. I was drinking.
She held
like,
the bottle. It was like this or smaller of that bottle. She goes, this is all I put orange juice in your guys'
drink.
It makes
sense.
All right.
Makes sense now.
And then I was shocked, so that, like...
Let's be honest, though, that a good mimosa is, like, the greatest morning beverage ever.
Absolutely. Yes. And like, it is the instant hangover cure, dude.
Yeah.
Every time.
Even if you're just sober, like, with breakfast, like, you want to, like, oh, yeah, mimosa's cool. You drink that, and you're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And when they say bottomless...
I'm going to go home and take a
that's
nap.
A challenge.
It is, totally. And they usually make the bottomless, like, marginally more expensive than a single.
I do have to say that, like,
yeah, it's not even fucking understandably.
You're like, it's $13 for one or $14 for bottomless. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. One extra
now,
dollar. I'm going to drink
six bottles.
I guess
we're getting drunk
bottles.
For 3 hours.
Right. So that first morning, we did that there.
I'm going to have diabetes good. At the end
but
of this.
But I actually liked the bottomless at Hard Rock Cafe better.
Yes.
Because of our gay waiter. And as soon as I chugged, he goes, I like you guys. And he just stayed there. He stood by our table. We'd drink, he'd pour. Like.
Wow. Yeah, that was.
We got a lot more at Hard Rock,
and I had my laptop out. I was working.
Yeah.
So he was twerking. You had a good gator. Let's go.
Oh, we had a great at Hard Cock.
Oh, I got fucked
hard
up.
Hard Cock Cafe, man.
I got fucked
awesome.
Up on that Hard Cock, dude.
Most people are.
It was worth it. It
it's
was
all
good.
Fun and games till it's balls deep.
I do like though that Z was here 2 weeks ago and put Dad's ashes at hole six. And those ashes were still fucking
that
there.
That was weird that I looked down. I was like, oh, shit. Those are literally his ashes still. Like
the Coors Light that Dusty like gave me for Pops, I poured right on those ashes. This is a tooth.
There was a tooth.
I think the other one was a pinky finger bone. It was weird. Somebody needs to talk to that cremation.
Yeah.
Crematorium? What was it called? Did I just sweep it up, put it in there?
I honestly think that they probably fucking do that, dude, because they're not clean. You get a little bit of everything in there, bro. They can't clean out that oven in full, bro.
So you're saying there could be some of Dad's penis out there?
I'm saying Dad's chilling with fucking...
Guarantee that's a piece of his penis.
Daddy's chilling with like 60 other people up in that fucking urn.
Oh, you're saying that's not all my pops.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They clean that shit.
They got to.
Yeah.
No.
It's the law.
It's one and done. Yeah. 100%.
No.
Yeah, if they're not, then they got to quit that day.
Yep.
Oh, they have to retire.
They have
to
retire
spot.
On the spot.
It's the law.
You're done.
I forgot about that. And you're done.
And retired.
That's it. Like, if they don't, then somebody shows up and tells them that, and then they are actually done.
Do you remember the girl at the bar the other night, the bartender?
Which one? Fatty Fat Fat
yeah.
Fat?
Yeah.
Just the look on Dan's face
dude,
says
the,
it all.
The bartender's name was Fatty Fat Fat Fat, dude. That is...
Whether she wanted it to be or not.
It's ironic.
Fatty Fat Fat Fat?
Based upon her weight.
Four fat. Okay. Fatty fat.
Damn,
I just want to make sure.
It's hyphenated.
If I run into her tomorrow, I don't want to say the wrong thing.
It was
thing.
A maiden
so
name
fat,
and
fat,
a married
well,
name.
Well, Dan walked in. He goes, oh, Fatty McGee. You're the fattest.
Oh, you're the fatty fattest.
Can I have a Moscow mule, please?
Can I have a Moscow fat?
Please don't dip your arm
Moscow
fat.
Can I get that Moscow?
Please don't dip your arm fat in my beer.
Dude, that would be fucking like the like a Freudian slip. You're like, I'll have a Coors Fat. Oh shit!
Oh.
I mean, light,
Coors Light, Coors Fat.
Coors extremely heavy. I mean,
Coors arm fat.
Face fat, dude. It was like face fat. You know it's bad when you got face fat.
She was also the one it's that not, keeps shit in her
not,
house.
It's not her fault.
Yeah, dude. She's
the one that has to poop
it's
in her
a thyroid
house.
Problem.
She said, she's got shit all over her house. And I was like, yeah, poop in your house?
Shit. Everywhere. Hey, shit's like you for breakfast.
I shit for breakfast. Somebody's got to stop me. Can you turn off my microphone, please?
Yeah, man.
Can you just turn me down, please? Just like. I honestly don't feel so professional because of this awesome mic phone thing. Yeah, that's all I gotta say about that.
Tell me more.
Tell me more.
Wow.
I just like to hold it.
Copyright infringement.
Totally like that. I just like to hold it.
That's copyright infringement.
Oh, my fat ribs hurting.
Ooh, squirrel.
I blame it on Donnie.
I fucking looked. I'm like, what?
Donnie's like, what?
How'd a squirrel get in my camper?
Squirrels.
I expected to actually see one.
Somebody get me out of here.
We'll end it just...
Wee, 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 wee.
Are you going to sing a song with it?
Dad bods out, bitches.